Hello and welcome to Press TV's Top 5. It's good to have you with us. A new investigation indicates that immigration officials in Thailand have sold hundreds of Rohingya Muslims to human traffickers. The report says Myanmar's Rohingyas, who fled oppression in their home country, have been secretly transported across southern Thailand. They were held hostage for ransom in a series of heavily guarded camps near Thailand's border with Malaysia. Detainees who could not pay ransom have been sold to some shipping companies and farms. Some survivors who were interviewed by reporters said a number of detainees were killed by traffickers or died from dehydration or diseases. Thailand's second highest ranking policeman has also admitted that Thai officials might have profited from the smuggling because that meant removing the refugees from detention centers in Thailand. Well, let's talk with Myra Dagapa, who's a campaign coordinator of the U.S. campaign for Burma, about this. Myra Dagapa, this report is pretty alarming in terms of the treatment of the Rohingya Muslims. What was your reaction when you first heard about this?
Thanks for having me. Actually, yes, this is a big concern for us. They are human beings like us, and they don't deserve to be treated like animals or slaves where they can be sold easily this way. So it's a really big concern, and they need safety.
From what I'm understanding, shouldn't there now be a case against Thailand and, of course, the policemen and perhaps even officials, which our report indicates might have profited from the smuggling?
Absolutely, I totally agree. Thailand authorities sold the Rohingya people is not a new story. It's not a new case. If you look back past some years back until now, they do have the story of selling, trafficking the Rohingya into Malaysia. And this is a very serious thing, selling people, selling human beings to another country for their own benefit. And therefore, there has to be some kind of accountability and justice for these people who are sold. And so somebody will have to be held accountable, because as long as these people committed this crime by selling these the Rohingya people to Malaysia and nobody is held accountable, the officials who are benefited by such action will keep doing what they are doing, and they will keep doing so because they don't get punished. They don't get held accountable by the Thai government, and therefore somebody has to be held accountable so that we can gain justice for the Rohingya people.
Well, when we look at this report, Myra Dagapa, it's really interesting how the value of the life of a Rohingya Muslim in that part of the world, in this particular case, we can mention obviously Thailand, is so valueless. Why do you think that is? Why is the life of a Rohingya Muslim regarded the way it is?
Well, I think a lot of times, especially in the case of Rohingya, they are looked at as stateless people. And actually, yes, they are stateless people. And therefore, they are so vulnerable. They don't really have anybody to protect them. And therefore, the people who have the power, in my belief, literally view them as sort of like commodity. And therefore, they are not really having the value as we have as human beings. And so as commodities, they are treated as the way the people who have the power think they should be treated, but not the way they deserve to be treated. And that is a very sad story.
Well, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts there. Myra Dagapa, campaign coordinator for the U.S. campaign for Burma, talking to us from Washington.